Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to today's show. This is Zenobia Bailey. And today we're going to take a look at some of the chemicals and other harmful ingredients that may be in your home, in your office, in your classrooms, your children's classrooms, nursing homes, wherever your loved ones are. There may be reason for you to take a deeper look at what you can do, how you can identify some of these culprits and move many of them, if not all of them, aside. And the reason I'm taking time to look at this today is that April brings about Earth Day. And if for no other reason and maybe no other time during the year, I find that Earth Day is the perfect time to bring this matter back to the surface. So my big question is, My brain didn't flip like it should have. I have a huge question to pose, and that is, are you living in a toxic home? Just want you to think about that. I often have to close my windows. While you think about it, I want to share this little story. I often have to close my windows on the south side of my home because my neighbor, my very next door neighbor, uses fabric softeners that have scent. Now, aside from the fact that the fragrant softeners are loaded with chemicals and other ingredients that bother me, it used to be that I loved the smell when I was younger. I don't know if it's the fact that all of that indulgence had just worn my body down or exactly what it was, but I am so sensitive to not only fabric softeners, but almost anything that is scented. Now, I'm not saying I don't use any scent, but normally the scents are very mild and very fresh, almost to the point that it's, you know, when your grandma, maybe your grandmother, at least my grandmother, and my mom, too, used to hang clothes on the clothesline, that fresh smell. If those who are listening to me are familiar with that, many people have not experienced clothes being hung out on lines and getting the fresh air and the sunlight, although our air is not so fresh anymore. But the smell that comes with the clothes being hung, it still remains. So now, I'm going to just talk a little bit about the fact that we are living, as you know, I am sure, in a chemical society. And I'm not poo-pooing all chemicals. I know we have to have chemicals in order to enjoy some of the things that we enjoy, like our automobiles, for instance. But the fact remains that here's a statistic I want to share with you, or some statistics, that 81,000 or more chemicals have been registered. These are the ones that have been registered with the EPA. And fewer than 20% of them have been tested for toxicity, people. It is a fact that 90% of all poison exposures occur at home, that cosmetics and personal care products are the leading causes, do you hear me? The leading causes of pediatric exposures. And second to that would be our cleaning products. No wonder we put bars on our cabinet doors under the sink, where too many of us keep cleaning products that children can get into and sometimes be very fatal. In light of the fact that 90% of our time is usually spent indoors, the EPA has reported that air pollution is now up to 5 times higher inside than outside. And those inside or indoor pollutants come from the products we use, such as paints, our carpets, our furniture, certainly the household cleaners, personal care products, and the list just goes on. Now, what do you think? Let's just think about this. What do you think that type of exposure has on us and our families? It's astronomical. The way things have shaped up, have you seen more and more people using nebulizers? I see the young using them. I see the old using them. And it's just astounding. In fact, statistics say that over 20 million Americans have asthma. 20 million. That would say that one out of every 13 school-age children also is contributed to some of the pollutants that we are experiencing. And that some of the common household cleaners and appliances that we use, they give off fumes that help to increase the risk of children and adults developing asthma. Dr. Herbert Needleman, a pediatrician and professor from the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center, said, "We are, in fact, conducting a vast toxicologic experiment in our society, an experiment in which our children and our children's children are the experimental subjects." Now, here's something. I have some additional statistics before me, and this just floored me, that the average household in America, the average, generates more than, listen to me say this, that my household, your household, average household in America averages more than 20 pounds of hazardous waste each year. 20 pounds. And the question that I beg again is, are you living in a toxic home? What, my friend, is under your sink? Do you have chlorine bleach there? Chlorine is considered one of the most frequently involved chemicals in household poisonings in the U.S. What about degreasers? Degreasers can contain petroleum distillates, and these distillates can damage lung tissues and dissolve fatty tissue around our nerve cells. On the other hand, glass cleaners typically contain ammonia. And if anyone has ever used ammonia, it's just very apparent that it irritates or can irritate our skin, our eyes, and our respiratory system. Then you have oven cleaners, and they are some of the most dangerous products, causing severe damage to our eyes, our skin, mouth, and throat. Toilet bowl cleaners, they can be extremely and fatally harmful if inhaled. And oh, I just can't even imagine swallowing it, but I've heard of cases where that has happened. And then let's look at another product that is often in our dishwashing liquids. Before I made a switch, there were dishwashing liquids that I couldn't use without rubber gloves. And then the rubber gloves can pose a problem as well. But sodium hydroxide is the culprit in many products, such as your dishwashing liquids, your laundry products, the oven cleaners, scouring cleaners, tub and tile cleaners. The list goes on and on. So you say, well, you're pointing some of these things out, but what can I do? The first thing is to become educated. And I like to start people out with really honing in on what I like to call the three T's and the two P's. And the ingredients are triclosan, triclocarban, parabens, phthalates. Look on your labels. Become a gregarious label reader. Because triclosan and triclocarban are chemicals that are often in our soaps, in our dental care products, in our cosmetics. And you remember what I said about cosmetics being the leader in being a problem with our children and ourselves. Kitchenware, clothing, and even first aid products. Now, how in the world did we put such ingredients in first aid products? In any of it, actually. Dental care, how? And we know about the antibacterial products. In fact, we have been told over and again not to use too much of the antibacterial products because it wears down our defenses. Then there's the whole idea of the parabens. Parabens have been linked to breast cancer. And they're used extensively in cosmetics, cosmetics and personal care products. And some of the parabens are butylparaben, propylparaben, isopropylparaben. You want to read your labels. Phthalates, they are also carcinogenic. And they, too, come in synthetic fragrances that are in the air fresheners, the detergents, fabric softeners, cleaning products, and this is the biggie. Sanitary pads and tampons. I'm assuming that they are in Depends and incontinent products as well. So I know we're only scratching the surface here, but I really and truly want to implore you start making sure that you at least take a look at the labels and celebrate this great earth that we have been given by God himself. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and we have an obligation, I believe, to make sure that we pass it on to our children and our children's children. Their children. So, happy Earth Day to you, and take care. I will see you next time when I have a very, very special guest who will be bringing a very special topic. Now, I know I haven't said much, but I will see you then. Take care.